On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to talk cricket.
We are going to talk some cricket in the aftermath of Australia losing to New Zealand. It hasn't been good, has it, allowing the Kiwis just to get up. It was close, though. We didn't say die. We fought right to the end, Will Swanton, didn't we? Good morning, mate.
Hello. G'day, Splash. How are you, mate?
Good. We fought hard.
Yes, we did, mate. I think there's I remember there's one round of, doing the cricket and you start getting texts and messages all over the place. And when it was going pear-shaped, there's a whole lot of kind of shrewd observers getting in touch and saying, this is the if you're a punter, that was the time to get on Australia to win the World Cup. Because I think, A, psychologically, it's the best thing that could have happened for them. And B, I mean, it all went New Zealand's way to a large extent, but the Kiwis still only just stumbled over the line. So I think it's fantastic entertainment, but far from disastrous for Australia.
It was such a dramatic game with so many different storylines coming out of it, Will. And we're going to find out exactly whether it was just a blimp on the radar. Not that tomorrow's match is going to be a great test, but when we face Sri Lanka on the weekend, we're hot favourites, but they will be a formidable opponent.
Oh, for sure, mate, for sure. And this is, the obvious ramifications of that now being if we get rolled by Sri Lanka and then a possible quarterfinal against South Africa, and correct me if I'm wrong, but then that part of the draw would lead to an away semi against the Kiwis. So there's a lot riding on that match. Although one interesting reaction to it was Mitch Johnson saying that he thought it was a very nervous performance by the batsmen. So for nerves, it'll be on again against Sri Lanka because there's a lot riding on that match.
Yeah, no doubt about it. AB de Villiers and South Africa starting to find their form, but AB de Villiers is just unbelievable, isn't he?
No, mate, just beautiful to watch. I think we said it before a few weeks ago before the tournament. That, you know, in the whole world of sport, you get those certain athletes, and they're just touched with a bit of magic. Not just the runs they score. I mean, Chris Gayle scoring 200 is a fantastic sight, but a guy like de Villiers, there's just something a bit extra there, and that is just jaw-dropping stuff.
Yeah, it's been let's work out what's going to happen, mate. He was very, very bullish, James Faulkner, in his comments yesterday, saying, I've been picked as a bowler as well as a batsman. Who goes?
Well, I mean, it's like I think Watto, and getting back to the stuff about the nerves, and there's going to be a lot, you know, from the quarterfinals on, they're going to be fantastically pressure packed matches. So I think Watto does bring a sense of calmness. I'm not sure if calmness, is enough to get someone in the team, but I do think that he's just played so much cricket. He's been in so many pressure situations. I think he does bring that benefit. Having said that, I don't mind the idea of Watto making way. You'd have Steve Smith pushed up to number three. Mm. You'd have Glenn Maxwell up at number five. And I do think more often than not, the sooner Maxie gets into an innings, the better. And then you'd have Faulkner at six. So, I mean, you know, for things going around in circles, it was not so long ago we were all talking about Watto not being the answer as the all-rounder, and we don't have any all-rounders, and now we've got so many all-rounders we can't fit them in.
Mm. It's not ideal, though, is it? Because Michael Clarke has been out for that period of time, and you've got Faulkner coming back, having had a layoff. Two key players, it's not really ideal, but I suppose Afghanistan, they can try and find some form.
I guess so, mate. But I mean, for Faulkner, I mean, on the assumption that the match against Afghanistan isn't going to be exactly a stern test at the WACA, Faulkner will go into that Sri Lanka game still with virtually no cricket under his belt and no match practice. You'd know better than anyone's place that good hard matches is what you need just to get into that rhythm and flow of high pressure matches. So so that definitely will be a problem for him. When that Sri Lanka game is going to be fascinating on the weekend.
Yeah. Kevin Peterson issues reared its head again. Will, new chairman coming in and saying that the door is not shut on KP.
Yeah, I mean, he's still being a prima donna, isn't he? I mean, he's been saying let me in, let me in, give me your way in, and now they have opened the door for him, and he's saying, I have to think about what I want to do. So, I mean, it is very simple, like the chairman said. If he wants to play for England, he can go back to a county, and if he scores runs for a county, he'll be considered with everyone else. So it is. it is more black and white than it was before. Eh?
Any other dark horses in there, mate, you're enjoying? Some of the minnow games have been outstanding.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. And mate, what a great shame. That, I mean, surely there's another four years till the next World Cup. Surely they could, I don't know, have a rethink about the schedule. Cause it's been a joy watching some of these matches. And those nations don't quite have the staying power to, you know, they've been in a lot of good situations and not quite gone the whole distance, but they've pushed teams. But it's been a joy to watch some of those guys. So, you know, the state of the bleeding, obvious, but it is such a shame that they won't be around for the next one.
Well, that's right, because just if you're not aware, it's going to go from the 14 teams we currently have down to 10 teams, which means we're going to miss some of those, which I just like to make sure that the ICC can get the minnows playing some more one-day internationals. And we've spoken about this a fair bit. You know, like a team like Ireland, who have been quite competitive, have played 9 one-day internationals in 4 years, while some nations have played over 100.
Oh, it's a great. So we went down to, there's a pre-World Cup game. Ireland played Mike Whitney's Randwick.
Yes.
For the World Cup in the one day. And like to spend day with those guys, and they loved their cricket. They were just so enraptured with the whole World Cup to be a part of it. And it's such a big deal to them. And, you know, for pure love of your sport, you couldn't get more than what those guys feel towards their cricket. But I mean, one crazy part of the next World Cup is they're cutting these teams out, but the tournament is actually going longer in England than it is now by about 3 days. So it's got nothing.
Oh, really?
To do with this? Yeah, I mean, it's got nothing to do with the scheduling, for the duration of the tournament, mate.
Yeah,
it's
right.
All about, so it does go for 2 or 3 days longer. So that makes a nonsense of their argument.
Yeah, they must be spacing it out more days in between.
That doesn't
work. Well, there are, yeah. And so each team plays 9 matches before the playoffs.
Yes.
Play each other once. So it does drag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
It still drags on forever.
So will Australia to beat Sri Lanka?
Mate, I reckon so, surely. I mean, the bowling attack is still a 5-star bowling attack. And in one day, for South Africa, the problem with relying so heavily on AB is that you can't ever guarantee a batsman is going to come off. But at least with a strong bowling attack, they're going to be involved for a whole 50 overs, if that makes sense. I do think they'll still get through pretty comfortably.
Good on you, Will. Thanks for your time, mate. Have a great week.
Thanks, man. Bye.